Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, May 2nd, 1941, and the title is Trail of the Broken Horseshoe. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Out of dust and a hearty high or silver, the Lone Ranger. Coach drivers faced many dangers in the early years of the western United States. Landslides and washouts were as common as attacks by hostile Indians and road agents. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for law and order that the trails became safe. His strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, brought peace and security to the frontier, and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Wolf Run. There's going to be trouble. Hi-yo, Silver. Away!
Brad Carnell and his wife were busy rigging up a new lean-to beside their sod homestead when they heard the clattering of hoofs and the rattle and squeal of a stagecoach approaching.
Sally, look yonder. It's a stagecoach.
It sure is, Brad.
Look at it hightail this way. The first stagecoach along this here trail. From now on, we're living right in the middle of civilized country. With a new stage line starting between Bardo to the east of us and Wolf Run to the west, we'll soon be
right... Brad, something's wrong. Something ails that stagecoach.
Hey, where in thunder's it heading for?
He's coming this way.
Hey, doggone, you get back on the trail. Get back.
Brad, the driver. He slumped over in the seat like... He's dead.
My gravy, Sally, you're right. Something's happened to the driver.
Get your horse, Brad. Stop.
Ain't time for horses. Here, I got my throwing rope.
You can't stop them horses. They'll pull you right along.
Now, if you stop the end of this rope around this pole so we can get settled to the ground here. Get ready, Sally. Quick. Cut that rope.
That's done it, Brad. You stopped them by the still.
Steady there, your horses. Bow up there. Take it easy there. Bow there. Oh, easy there. Easy. Good horses. Easy. Stand now, Sally.
Brad, the driver.
Here, let me... I'll get him. What's happened to you, mister? Are you...
Brad.
Hold on your hands, Sally. We got to get him down.
Easy.
This will do.
Brad, he's wounded.
Oh. Stay, my old timer. We'll get you into the cab. Who done it?
I don't know, partner.
Bring him this way, Brad.
No. Don't bother, partner.
But you need care and tending, mister. We'll take you inside.
Oh, no. Ain't no use. Figured I could make it into Wolf Run by... I'm a lonesome. Can't. That bullet got me bad.
Oh, we'll fix it.
Oh, don't lie to me, son. I'm old enough to be your pappy. Seen too many gents die. Not to know when it's my turn. Will you? Will you get the stage to Wolf Run?
You mustn't talk that
get
way.
Get the stage to Wolf Run.
Sure, I will. Sure.
Thanks. Thanks. That's all I've been fretting about. I can cash in my chips.
Here, Ted, get up your horses. Get moving. Have a turn around. Get
moving. That's the stage for Wolf Run.
That's the stage, Tonto. Did you notice the driver?
Huh?
That wasn't Williams, a regular man. And yet we know that Williams took the stage out of Bardo this morning.
Isn't that right? And who that fella?
I don't know, Kemosabe. Besides, the stage is late. Should have passed here hours ago.
Maybe horse get hurt.
No, Tonto. Those are the same horses we saw this morning in Bardo. It's as if we were right about this new stage line.
Ah.
We came across country because we thought there'd be trouble. The trouble may have hit it already.
Where? Williams?
I don't know, Kemosabe. Perhaps we ought to...
Listen.
Rifle shots, Kemosabe.
That way stage go.
It's on the trail up ahead. Follow me. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
This way, Kemosabe. Keep your guns handy.
We got him.
The shooting stopped.
Huh?
Keep close to the rock wall. As soon as we round that bend up ahead, we should be near the stage. We don't want to make perfect targets of ourselves.
Be careful. This way, Scout.
Over closer behind me.
You watch out.
All ready. Here we go around the curve.
Nobody here.
It's just the stage.
All right, you lot, Brace. Reach for the
stage. Hold it. Drop that gun.
Oh, I'm wounded.
I ain't dropping it. I reckon I am kind of dizzy at that.
Steady there. Tonto, get that gun.
He got it.
I couldn't hold the gun or I'd let the daylight through
you. It's your right arm, isn't it?
You ought to know, Mace, man. Most likely you're the hombre who shot me.
Tonto and I did no shooting. Let me see that wound. Tonto, how does it look?
Oh, him look bad. Tonto fix him good.
If you didn't pull a letter at me, mister, who in tarnation did?
You saw no one?
There it is, so. There's nobody inside now, either. Williams said the same thing before he died. He didn't see the hombres who shot him.
Well, Williams is dead?
Yeah. He's right back in the stagecoach, mister.
Yes. Yes, I see him.
I told him I'd take the stage to Wolf Run, but with this here arm...
No, Tonto fix it.
Sure, Injun, but even so, I'll have a sight of trouble handling a forehand. Besides, these horses ain't familiar to me.
Now, we'll go with you.
Huh?
What's your name?
Carnell, mister. Brad Carnell.
All right, Carnell. Tonto and I'll ride as far as Wolf Run with you.
But mister, you're mad.
Yeah, we'll leave you just outside the town. It'll be getting dark and no one will be apt to notice us. And after we leave you, we'll come back here. Perhaps Tom and I can pick up this trail. Are you cared for his arm, Kemosabe?
All fixed.
I'll do the driving, Carnell. You take it easy.
Here, Scout.
Come on up, Carnell. Here, I'll help you.
Thanks. What about your horse, mister? Won't he run away?
No, not Silver. You come right along beside us.
Get him up, Scout!
Get up there. Come on, you horses. Come along, Silver, old boy. Stay with us.
Stagecoach, mister.
Who are you and where's Williams?
Oh, hold on there.
Yes, I'm plumb sick it out. This
here
arm of mine
is... Yes, I see you wounded, but you still haven't answered us.
My name's Carnell. I got a homestead halfway between here and Bardo. This noon, the stage come right into our place. Left the trail.
You're loco. Williams is the best stage driver we got. He'd never wander off the trail.
Williams is dead, mister.
But what? Hey?
Yeah, if you don't believe me, open that coach door.
Well, I'll be... It's Williams, all right. Drucker, I reckon there's been trouble.
Yeah, a heap of trouble, Murdoch.
Look here, you two. I'm tired. My arm aches like fury. I gotta have a minor rest.
Sure, Carnell. Get down. Come inside the office.
Will you gents look after Williams?
All right. Close the door, Murdoch.
Now, Carnell, how'd you get that arm shot up?
Oh, it ain't so bad, mister. Be all right with a little rest, I reckon. I was driving the stage toward Wolf Run here when... There was a shot from the cliff side of the road, right where that...
I know where that'd be, Carnell.
You say the shots come from across the ravine?
I reckon so.
And you don't know how come Williams got shot?
I told you that was before he showed up in my place.
Huh.
Well, what's eating you, Mr. Murdoch?
It ain't only Murdoch. We both sort of doubt your story.
Huh?
Me and Murdoch runs this here stage line together. We come out to Wolf Run, especially for the opening of this new branch, savvy? And now, on the first trip, something goes wrong.
Carnell, you sure you didn't shoot Williams yourself?
What in thunderation is this?
We seen that masked man in the engine leave you before you come into town, Carnell.
You did, huh?
He was holding the reins. You and him and the engine looked like pods, kind of.
I don't savvy this.
Who was he, Carnell? Who was the hombre wearing the mask?
Well, I don't know his name.
You hear that, Murdoch?
Yeah. Was he an outlaw, Carnell?
Say, what's going on here? Maybe he was an outlaw. I don't know. Anyways, they helped me a plenty, him and the engine. They brung me here.
And left before they entered town.
Sure, he figured with a mask on, he better stay out. And as for all this, I... Hey, you ain't trying to make out like I had something to do with Williams getting killed.
I reckon that's just what we figured.
What? And that's the thanks I get for bringing your stagecoach in for you. That's the thanks I get for getting shot up. For leaving my homestead to do you hombres a favor. Well, I'm getting savvy. I'm going back to Sally and the homestead.
Just a moment, Connell.
Let go of me. Instead of helping you, you gents act like it was an honor of a thief.
Yeah, Connell, we do.
What?
There was something else in that stagecoach besides poor Williams. There was an express box full of silver and cash. And it's gone now. Connell, I reckon you and your mask pod figure you'd pull the slick one. But we're on to it.
Express box? You going clean off your mind? There weren't no express boxes.
Yeah, because you took it. Connell, we're putting you in jail.
Sally, I tell you, I don't know a thing about it. You helped me put Williams into the stagecoach. Did you see anything of the express box they keep yamming about?
Brad, you got a rest. Your arm is...
Oh, my arm's all right. It's that pair of coyotes accusing me of
you
stealing...
You can't blame Mr. Drucker and Mr. Murdoch, Brad.
Doggone it. Next thing you say, I took that cash.
Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
Brad, you think it could have been the masked man?
Oh, I don't know.
Where's the masked man now?
Him and the engine said they'd see if they could dig up a trail.
Oh.
Sally, you got to get me out of this jailhouse. As long as you're in town, supposing you talk to Murdoch or Drucker again.
I'll go over there right now, Brad.
We'll have to go now, Mrs. Parnell. That'll lock up the prisoner.
Good night, Brad, and don't worry. I'll see Drucker and Murdoch right this minute.
Sure, Sally. Just give them a little time and they'll realize I couldn't have stole that cash, no, huh?
I'll make them see it.
This way.
Good night.
Night. Sally's a right fine woman, but I don't think she's going to talk them two gents into seeing things my way. Not without some real proof. Wish I knew the masked man was really on the trail like he said he was. I'm sure in a mess.
We've been following the trail all right so far, Tanner.
Moon, plenty bright.
You notice that it's taking us straight back toward Wolf Run?
That's true.
If we can find out who... Tanner, pull up.
What?
Listen.
That horse.
Heading toward Wolf Run. In a hurry, Kemosabe. There he goes, over the ridge. Too far to get a good look at him.
Where we go now?
Come along, Tonto. I want to get a look at that horse's hoof prints.
Them over this way.
Here's the ridge. Off your horse.
Steady, Silver.
Here we are. I'll light a match. Look for hoof marks.
Here, prints.
Yes, Tonto, the horse was... Tonto, look at this. The left-hand shoe. It has a break across the toe.
That's right.
It's the same horse we've been trailing all along. That must be the man who murdered Williams. Come along, Tonto. We're going after him.
Come on, Scout.
Come on, Silver. This is the place, Tonto. A trail that is close to this building. We can't be certain. The street's full of hoof prints. There's a light on here. We can see through this open window.
We leave horses back at Hilden, huh?
Silver and Scout will stay here. Listen, Tonto, there's someone talking inside.
Brad, it's no thief.
Mrs. Connell, me and Drucker needs that express money bad. Business ain't so good, and we need it. If it wasn't your husband, who then?
You hear? It wiped the driver.
Yes, Tonto. Express money stolen. They put him in jail. Well, I hadn't expected...
Stand right still, both of you. Or the next shot won't be fired at the ground, savvy.
Drucker, what in tarnation's all the fuss about? Have you... The masked man.
Yeah, Murdoch. The masked man and the engine. You better tell the sheriff he's going to have a right crowded jailhouse.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. While on the trail of the murderer and stagecoach robber, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were captured by Drucker, one of the stage line owners.
So you're putting us in jail, eh, Drucker?
Pronto, mister.
You've done a good night's work, Drucker. Keep your guns on him. I'll get the sheriff.
Now, just a moment.
Huh?
Before you go for the sheriff, I have something to say to Mrs. Carnell.
My husband's in jail, masked man. And it's my belief you put him there.
Huh?
My husband never stole a penny in his life. I think you and the engine stole that express box. I think you murdered Williams and Brad is in jail just to...
Hold on, Mrs. Carnell. If your husband's innocent, why don't... Then these two hombres will turn over that express box and hang
for
the...
We took your express box from your stage.
I figured you'd say that. Go on, Murdoch, call the sheriff.
Hold on. Tonto and I didn't rob the stagecoach, but we know who did.
Huh?
And we also know who shot Williams.
Not true.
Of course they'd say that. Get the sheriff.
Wait. Mister, please. If you and the engine really didn't do this, then who did?
Later, Mrs. Carnell.
It wasn't my husband. It wasn't Brad.
No. Later.
That's a lot of nonsense. They're just covering up to
stop... One moment, Trucker. Why won't you mention names, mister?
Tonto and I have no proof.
I figured as much. Murdoch, before you call the sheriff, take that hombre's mask off, will you?
That's a good idea, Drucker. And don't try nothing, because Drucker's got you covered. Now we'll see.
Masked man, let go of Murdoch. Let go or I'll blast
you. Trigger, you'll hit your partner.
Drucker, don't shoot. The masked man's holding me right in front of him.
Tonto, get the horses.
Nico.
Come back here, engine. Come. Murdoch, what did you let yourself get grabbed for? Now I can't shoot
him. Don't blame Murdoch. Holster your gun.
Huh?
I have my gun now. Put yours away.
Better do like he says, Drucker.
Good. Now I'll let you go, Murdoch.
Oh, my wrist. Mister, you got a grip like a bear trap.
Quick. We bring Scout Silver.
Mrs. Carnell.
Yes?
You may doubt me now, but believe me. Tonto and I mean what we said before. Your husband's innocent, and we'll prove it.
Mister, if you only could.
We've discovered a trail, Mrs. Carnell. And that trail is going to lead us to the express box sooner or later. Adios.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Get him away. Now's my chance to get a good...
Put down your gun.
I go. It's too late now, Drucker. The masked man and the engine are out of sight.
I couldn't let you shoot him. He says my husband's innocent. Brad's going to need all the help he can get.
Yeah? Well, savvy this, Mrs. Carnell. I don't swallow that story the masked man handed out. And the next time I see that hombre, I'll shoot first and talk after.
I sure wish I could figure out what he means about that express box.
My old
Tiller! Why we stopped here, huh?
And this is the spot for the trail of the broken horseshoe that was earlier, Kemosabe.
Not right.
You remember that tall pine across from us? Yeah, that one over there.
Trail go right under tree.
Yes, I noticed something in the moonlight when we passed earlier this evening. Someone had been digging at the foot of the tree.
Huh?
The ground had been pounded back again. Something is buried there.
Express box, huh?
Well, that's what it must be.
And maybe we dig him up. Take back to stagecoach man.
No, Tonto. We still don't know who owns a horse with a broken horseshoe. We don't want the express box alone. We want the murderer who took it.
Oh.
And the only way to get the murderer is to set a trap for him. That's why we're here.
Me not savvy yet.
Something should happen soon. It's been 3 hours since we left Wolf Run. That's plenty of time. Carnell still is in jail. His wife must be in town near him. That means the Carnell homestead will be empty all night. And after the hint I dropped to Murdoch and Becker. Nothing, Kemosabe, just figuring. Hope I haven't gone wrong on this because it... Otto.
Me here.
I was right, Kemosabe. I knew it. I knew you'd have to come out for that express box sometime.
What? Who?
I'm not sure, Tonto.
Huh?
I'm not sure. We didn't have time to look at any horses. It's too dark to tell who the rider is. We've got to get busy, Tonto. I'm going back to Wolf Run.
Huh?
You stay out of sight. Trail the man who's coming.
Then what can you do?
Follow him. Don't let yourself be seen, but follow him all the way.
What about the express box?
That's what he's coming for. I'm certain of it. But don't try to stop him, understand? I think I know just where he's going, and I want him to get there.
Tonto, do it.
Adios. Come on, Silver.
And him go plenty fast, huh, Scout? Here come man now. It's too dark to see. Him dig for express box. Friend him plenty smart. Him savvy what crook do. But why him go back to Wolf Run?
That's loud. The sheriff will hear you sure shooting.
I have your horse outside, Carnell. We're heading for your cabin.
Got that cell door open yet?
All right, Carnell, follow me.
Right with you, masked man. My gun's in the room where Sheriff Proud sleeps.
Never mind your guns. This way. And the horses. Here, Silver.
Hey, boy, come here.
Hurry, Cornell, on your horse.
Yeah, mister. Say, how come we're heading for my place?
You have any other ideas?
Well, didn't you and the engine pick up the trail back along the coach road? You said you was going back to try.
Yeah, we found it. Cornell, Tonto and I have a pretty good idea who murdered Williams and took the express box.
You have? Well, thunderation, masked man, why go back to my cabin? Why don't we go after the ornery skunk who done it?
Now, let me handle this my way, Cornell.
Mister,
I've helped you so far, haven't I?
Tino, mister, whatever you say. Steady, boy. You better make tracks pronto now for the sheriff.
He's gone! My prisoner's gone!
Yes, man, it's him. It is the sheriff.
Come on, Cornell.
Yeah. Mister, we can't head for my place now. Sheriff's sure to go there first.
And that's where we're going, Cornell.
But, mister, we...
We're heading for your cabin, no place else. Now, get that pony moving. Come on, Silver.
Come on, pony, stretch.
There they go! It's a jailbreak!
No use wasting lead. They're gone, but I'll get them. I'll trail them if I have to do it in the dark.
Hey, turn out! I gotta get a posse. Wake up! Get your horses! Come on, you gents! Jailbreak! Turn out! Get a posse! Jailbreak!
Man, you're making a mistake, ain't you?
There's no mistake, Cornell.
Thunderation, mister. Here's the cabin. We can't light here. The sheriff's after us. He must be.
Right up, Cornell. We stay here.
Mister, I think you're plumb loco.
Fred!
Sally!
Fred, it's so good to see out of that jail. Masked man, you did it. You got him loose. Where are you heading for?
We're going no place, Mrs. Cornell.
I made up a blanket roll for Brad and packed some meat and supplies in the saddlebags.
Sally, I reckon you didn't savvy what the masked man said. He wants me to stay here, right here.
But, no, mister. Fred's sure to get caught. He's got to get away. He's got to. Even if the sheriff doesn't know about the jailbreak
yet. The sheriff already knows.
That's all the more reason for Van Moosen. The sheriff is sure to come out here. He'll be here any minute.
Yes, Mrs. Cornell. And we'll be here waiting for him.
Here he comes now, masked man. That's the sheriff.
Stand right here in front of your cabin, Cornell.
We'll do just like you say, mister.
I'll take care of him at the proper time.
The sheriff's all alone, Sally. Reckon he couldn't get a posse together.
No call to be nervous, Brad. Masked man must know what he's doing.
Yeah, but I wish we did.
All right, Cornell. Keep your hands grabbing for the stars or I'll pump you full of lead. Where's the hombre to help you break jail, huh?
Yes, my husband...
Your husband's a fool. You couldn't wait for no posse. But I never figured he'd be loco enough to head straight for his cabin and then stay here for me to catch.
It wasn't my idea.
And standing right with the light behind you in front of the open door. Why, you're a perfect target for... What? Who blew out that lamp?
I'll take that gun of yours, Sheriff.
What the...
That's better.
A masked man, huh? So you're the one that blew out that light. You're the one that got Brad Cornell out of the calaboose.
I knew you'd follow us, Sheriff.
Yeah? Well, Drucker and Murdoch warned me about you, mister. You're all fired slick. But this won't save Cornell's hide nor yours. Williams was murdered.
Sheriff, in less than 5 minutes, you'll know who did the killing.
I know right now. It was Cornell.
No, it wasn't. Fred was right here on the homestead.
Well, it was him or the masked man.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Sheriff, I tell you...
Quiet, all of you. Sheriff, words won't convince anyone. But the murderer is on his way here right now with the express box.
Huh?
He plans to bury the box here on Cornell's land. Later on, he plans to make sure the box is discovered.
Well, that'll make it plumb certain on hand.
That's the idea, exactly. Things are getting too hot for the real gunman. So he's using this method to make sure he escapes the noose.
A likely story, mister. You expect me to believe it?
The reason why I blew out that light before was so there'd be nothing to alarm him. He thinks the cabin is empty. There's a horse coming, Sheriff.
Masked man, you're right.
Sure is.
Quiet, everyone. When I give the word, we'll jump him. But not before.
Sounds like he's stopping down with a cottonwood. Place is empty. Cornell's in jail and his wife's in town. Now the shovel. Reckon I can arrange so this here box is discovered right where it'll put a rope around Cornell's neck. I'll get the sheriff out here tomorrow.
I'm here already.
Put it.
Sheriff!
So you rob your own stage line. Kill your own driver. Why, you mangy coyote.
All right.
Don't one of you make a move. It's getting toward dawn and I can see you right good. You too, masked man. Don't reach for them guns.
Mr. Drucker, I never figured you for a crook.
Neither did anyone else. Until that masked hombre interfered.
Why,
I... Don't for your gun, Sheriff. Drucker means business.
Yeah, I do.
I wasn't sure whether it was you or Murdoch.
The stage line was losing money. I had to have some. I didn't care who got blamed. The second time I saw the stage, it was from a distance.
Thought you hadn't killed Williams, huh?
You got it all lined up, ain't you?
So you shot again. That was when you hit Cornell here.
Never mind the powwow, mister.
Just one question before I blast you to the dust.
Well?
How'd you trail me? You never saw me or my horse.
We saw your horse's prints, Drucker.
Huh?
He has a broken toe on his left-hand shoe. That was enough to find your trail and keep it.
All right, mister. And just for being so smart,
you're going to shoot the masked man.
Yeah, I'm getting out. But first I...
You'll never pull that trigger. Tonto is right behind you.
Behind me. Mister, I don't fall for that old ancient trick.
It's not a trick. You drop gun.
Get him.
You
have him.
I got his gun. Don't try nothing more, Drucker. You're licked.
He's your prisoner, Sheriff. Tonto and I are leaving.
Masked man, we sure thank you.
Adios.
Adios. Drucker, he sure slipped your wings, didn't he?
Well, there he goes, Sally. Him and the engine. Reckon we can go back to homesteading again with everything quiet and peaceable like it was before. If it wasn't for that masked man, I'd be getting ready for hanging. With me as the main attraction.
I own Silver! Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call Lima voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.